So great to be learning together. Sharei Raz Ha Svarik Tshuva of the week. Today we're going to be doing, this week we're going to be doing a tshuva from Yechavadat, Chelek Dalet Siman Yudal. It's actually a very, very important tshuva. And that is from when a man receives Aliyah, they're supposed to read along with the Baal Koreh. Very, very important. A lot of people are not aware of this, but very, very important for the Oleh to read along with the Baal Koreh. And we're really, really concerned that it's going to be a bracha levatala. Where is this? If he doesn't, if you're not going to, the man's not going to read the Oleh, he's not going to read along with the Baal Koreh. There's a very serious concern that it is a bracha levatala. Now, let's delve into this a little bit. This halacha does not appear in the Gemara, but it appears in the Rosh. A very good reason why it doesn't appear in the Gemara, because in the time of the Gemara, everybody, like Tamanim still do today, all the Olim would be called to the Torah, and they would be expected to read. That's it. And but already in the time of the Balei HaTosfot, the minhag became that you have a Baal Koreh that reads for everybody else, and he's motzi, he's motzi the kahal. The only thing is that it's even so the Oleh, so the Rosh has to caution, right, with this new takana. In his time, that the Baal Koreh reads, but the Oleh has to read himself because he's the one making the bracha. Otherwise, if he's not reading at least to himself, not reading along quietly with the Baal Koreh, then how could he make the brachot? What justifies him making the brachot? That's not right, and therefore it would be a concern bracha levatala if he's not reading along silently. So very, very important to read along silently. What's the raya? The Raya we have in a Tosefta, which we've applied here during Corona, Beit Knesset only has one Baal Koreh, so only one person read the Torah. You can't have, remember, in time of the Tosefta, time of the Gemara, Mishnah, you expect to read yourself. So what if you're Beit Knesset that only has one person that could read? So we say he gets all the Aliyot. That's what Corona, many of the Batei Knesset, applied in practice. One person gets the Aliyah, and that's it. Now, this is the Tosefta, and so here's a great raya, because if the Oleh could just rely on the reading of the Chazan, it would have been okay. Just call up the seven Olim and just have a Baal Koreh, and it'll be Motzi the Baal Koreh. But here we're speaking about a situation they couldn't read along with the Baal Koreh, and if you can't read along, don't call him up. That sounds very much like the row of the Rosh is saying. The Baal Koreh must read along, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch rules. That's extremely, extremely important. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does say for us that we must follow this rush absolutely. Now you can ask a big question on this halacha. Don't we have a rule of Shomea Keoneh? That we say this all the time. You hear something as if you said it. So just say the Oleds, Yotzei with the Baal Koreh because of Shomea Keoneh. We always have the Shomea Keoneh. Megillah, you have to read the Megillah, right? But you listen to it as if you said it yourself. Kiddush, Avdalai, so say yourself. And you're say, because Shomea Keoneh. We said even for Kiddushai, so as you're saying Kiddushah, but if you're still in the middle of Amidah, you listen quietly to the Amidah, like Rashi, Tosfot, Shulchan Aruch rules, like Rashi and Tosfot. That you're still in the middle of the Silent Amidah, you should quietly listen and have Kavanah. The Shetzi Borni says Kadosh Kadosh for Kvod Hashem and Yimloch, and you are Yotzei with that because of the rule of Shomea Keoneh. So why don't you just simply say the rule of Shomea Keoneh? So the answer to that is that the Achronim give a very, very good answer, very simple, very straightforward, and that is as follows. This is not something to be Shomea Keoneh. Look. Everyone's Shomea Koneh, the Beit Knesset. Everyone's listening to the Baal Koreh. So what's the difference between the Oleh, who makes the bracha, and everybody else who hears from the Baal Koreh? No, it's the Oleh. There's a takana that the Oleh is supposed to make the bracha, and he's supposed to do the kriya, and he has to do the kriya. That was the takana Otherwise, what makes him any different from anybody else in the Kehillah? So if everybody else in the Kehillah is Shomei HaKoneh, he is making the bracha. He's different than the Kehillah, and he's making the bracha because he's going to be reading, not because he's going to be listening. Everybody else is listening, and they don't make a bracha. He is making a bracha. It's not enough for him to listen. And therefore, he must make the bracha since he's made the bracha, he must do the kriya, because otherwise there's no reason for the oleh to make the bracha. He said Birkat HaTorah in the morning, like everybody else. Why is he making the bracha on the kriya HaTorah? He's going to read it. Okay, so the Baal Koreh, he'll do a better job. But he has to read silently along with the Baal Koreh. Very, very important. Just one thing to realize. It has to be silent. But it shouldn't be loud. I remember there was one person in the neighborhood growing up. It was a Kohen, and he was very, very loud. And the Beit Knesset where I went to, he read along. He's a knowledgeable Jew, and he read along. But he read along so loudly, he didn't realize how loud he was. He read, he was so loud. And he read along quietly with a Baal Koreh. He read along so loudly that you could hear him as loud as the Baal Koreh. And this is an enormous, enormous problem. Because then you're not Yotzei, the people are not Yotzei Kriyat HaTorah, because you have a rule of Tre Kali Lo Mishtamai, that you cannot hear two voices at once. So it's very, very important for the Oleh to read along, but it's very, very important for the Oleh to read along silently. Wishing everybody a Shavua Tov with much bracha and much bria.